When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, welcome back to the Duck Call Room.
Hello.
It's been a minute. Johnny Godwin's back with us. Now we officially have the whole band back together.
Summer's over, people.
That's right.
Back to work.
Put a sweatshirt on.
Break time, boys. Back to the sweat house.
Si, you going to wear your oxygen all day today? You're welcome to. I just want to make sure that the people know what they're hearing in the background.
He did the other day.
No, I think I'm good.
He's good, boys.
He's solid.
Yeah.
I'm going to take my years off.
He looks fine. I just like to give the people a heads up if they hear the clicking.
Off here, boys.
Anything come up while I was gone?
That's the finest oxygen available.
No, ain't nothing come up while you was gone. But where you been?
Over.
Over there.
Over down yonder?
Over where? Yeah.
By that.
What did you do?
By that big Georgia pine.
I-Cast.
You went to
I-Cast. Under the big Georgia pine?
No, it was a little bit south of that.
A little south of that in Florida.
He was under a big Florida palm.
How was I-Cast?
It was busy.
Did you see anything? What is the one thing you saw that is going to change the world of fishing forever, Godwin? What did you see?
I didn't. There was a lot of stuff, a lot of neat stuff, but it was. I was stayed pretty much in that crappie magnet booth. It was pretty hit.
He's a good looking fella on the wall behind you.
I know.
John
right
Godwin.
Right in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
That's nice of y'all to say that about Jeff.
Oh, no, Jeff's on the end.
Yeah, he's on the end.
Me and Godwin in the middle. Oh, Lord.
So nothing revolutionary.
Well, you know, there was a lot of neat stuff. But
they all got
you were just out of an export show?
He was at the fishing.
Of showing the new fishing.
SHOT Show of the fishing industry.
Okay, SHOT Show of the fishing industry.
I've always wanted to go.
The place that about killed me.
I was about to say,
hey,
I cast.
There wasn't many people. Well, there was more people there this year.
Well, what, Jeff was
there? It was pretty full, yeah.
I-Cast now marks the time.
Has he come up with any
I'm
going to
give that man
maker?
A little room. He said there was more people. I still got PTSD from that place.
Hey, look, I'm what, 5 days out, so.
You good now.
Good now.
Yeah. We are 1 year.
Nothing happened.
From when the podcast took a weird turn, and me and Martin took a couple weeks off there.
Yeah, a few weeks of forced vacation there.
Well, how did the big fishing SHOT Show go?
Oh, it went good. Went great.
Okay.
We done the.
Where you been the first 2 minutes?
Well, hey, look, I just wanted to get the.
He's going fishing.
Sige is over in La La Land.
We done the traditional top golf.
Yeah. Did you win?
You whack them balls? No, I can't hit that thing. I just go up there and whack it.
It's not moving.
Oh, I can hit it.
And you're not very far from it.
It just don't go very far. Sometimes it goes right, sometimes it goes left.
He's not a golfer.
So golf ain't for you.
No.
That's.
I golf once a year, top golf, right before I cast.
And did you eat any chicken fingers or cheese dip while you was there?
No, we had brisket.
Brisket, okay. Top golf brisket.
Brisket, and I forget the name of the chicken, but it was good. It was good.
It was good, brisket, at the driving range?
It was.
Arcade?
Well, they had it catered in.
Oh, well, then there's a chance. Yeah,
it wasn't regulation.
There you go. Good for Jeff. Spend a little of that money you're making, son. Good for you.
Good
That's good.
Jeff.
Well, Si, look, I got something I got to show you. It's been a while. I've got trail cameras back out. And at 1 a.m., I got an interesting photo, and I'd love to know your take on that critter.
Wow.
We're back, baby. It's trail cam confessions are starting again.
That's a tail, sir.
Yep. You're exactly right.
Ladies and gentlemen, Martin finally has to confess.
A what?
That's a bad angle.
Next time I'll ask him to stop and pose.
Well, no, because I'm looking.
He's looking.
My first opinion, I look at that, I'd have to look at it for all the time. That's a bear, a small bear.
It's a honey bear.
You got to be kidding me, Si.
Si just ruined everybody's thoughts on the internet of what they had said.
That's a Black Panther.
No.
That's a baby Black Panther.
No. There's something wrong with his ears.
Were they back?
Huh? Well, no. There's something wrong with his ears. For that big an animal to have that little tiny ears, no.
He got them pulled back.
No.
He finna take off.
He's not a very big animal, by the way.
Well, I know, but for the size of his body to the ears, no, it ain't right.
I'm going home.
There you go. Si just killed everybody's dreams. Well, who believes.
Oh, no, because look. If
the baby panther. Don't you believe in baby panthers?
I'm trying to figure out who's
that ain't no baby panther.
That is a panther.
Like, no, it ain't.
Wow.
No, it ain't. That's some kind of
It ain't a panther, he said.
Well, you were right on what it is.
I think it's a little bear.
No, it is. It's 100% a small male bear that just
his
got...
His ears ain't right for the weight of the animal.
I've just...
Their ears are wrong.
Everybody on the internet...
I said it was a panther.
It is a panther.
They are all backing you up and saying, Si is going to be wild. You finally got proof. And I'm like... I look at it, and I'm like, how do you see anything but a bear?
No. I see a panther.
I mean, I woke up with it this morning.
Y'all are in la-la land.
Okay? I quit.
So it's not a...
Wow!
Look, it's a...
That ain't nothing like what I actually saw in the pickup with him and Jason.
Uh-oh.
Okay. What I saw in the pickup was a real Black Panther.
Yeah,
with a big long tail.
With bobcat characteristics.
Hey,
well, Randy sent this photo in.
No, they had ears that was good.
Now, that's a good one there.
Hey.
That one never gets old. Look at Si. He up on top of he's riding Goblin, and Goblin's riding a panther.
Yeah.
Well,
that ought to be our next Duck Call Room t-shirt right there.
I hadn't seen that yet.
That's good.
Randy sent that in.
Good. I like it. I like it.
4 days ago.
Mm-hmm. That's quality entertainment right there.
So, hey, here's what that tells me. Guy would learn from crawling across that dirt road in them berry vines. Hey.
Get off the ground.
Yeah, get off the ground.
Right. Then you ain't got to pull them bars out of your knees
you
all the time.
This follow time of night. This is going to hurt a bit. Out.
Oh, man.
I really thought that was a Black Panther, though, and I thought we were going to have
me and you were
going to be on the same team like we normally are.
No, that was wrong. No. Wrong. He's wrong every direction.
Oh, man.
Well, I'm sad. Because
number one, okay, a panther is, how do I say this?
Not real.
No.
I'm sorry.
You're right. Imaginary?
Yeah. No. When he's moving.
I've seen one.
Uh-oh. Well, that's not a moving picture.
Yeah, but he was moving when the picture was took.
That is a true statement. He was walking.
Okay. He was walking. Yeah.
And he didn't have what a panther is like fluid.
Okay. He's got grace.
He looks pretty fluid right there.
There's no effort to his moving, okay? You know, if he could do the moonwalk, he wouldn't even be able to see him. He would just be.
What would he be doing?
Just be gliding.
The moonwalk.
Yeah. Well, Jesse from Martinez, California.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be Martinez. There's a new study out that there are jaguars in Arizona. They're moving north.
Well, yeah, that's close to me.
It's a long way from here.
Well, that could have happened.
Hey, I've been telling y'all that all along. All the animals from the south are moving north.
See? Look.
Too hot.
That's National Geographic.
Too hot.
They've never told a lie.
Oh, yeah. National Geographic.
Yeah, they just trying to steal the thunder from Shark Week.
Look, they're saying there are jaguars
in Houston.
In H-Town.
Wow.
I thought there was just Texans in
Houston. Well, I was fixing to say, there's mountain lions in
which
in
means
Louisiana.
One of them could have said, you know what?
And they ain't even no mountains
only a 6 hour
drive. Right. There ain't no mountains in here, okay?
I did see one time.
A Black Panther?
No, he wasn't black. He was deer colored.
There you go.
A rabbit come out in a shooting lane and run down it and run in there like that. I just noticed it run in the woods. And about a minute after that, I said, good grief, I just seen a panther.
And here's what I tell you about all that.
It wasn't black.
I had never seen one till our first year in Wyoming. I had thought I had seen panthers before. But when we rounded that corner and he was in that road, I said, okay, I ain't ever seen that before. Well, no, that's him. Like, you know.
And Kenny said, your stand's right over there.
Yeah, he said, oh, he go another way.
Here's what I've seen on Phil's property. I've seen a Black Panther, for real. And then I've also seen a puma, the mountain lion.
The puma.
The cougar.
And then, the cougar. And then I've seen another thing three different times until this day, from then till now, presently, it was never identified. I never figured out
what was it. Dan the Butler's
Earl one? Cat.
Yeah, Earl this cat. Is one of the hey. This was an unidentified animal.
Dan shot
it. I have no idea what it really
Earl
was.
Cat. Earl
I've seen it three different times. One time I thought, well, it could be a turkey doing his fanning. I said, nope. He was too fast for a turkey.
So he ain't very big.
And then I said, well,
short and fat.
I'm actually leaning toward it was a river otter, a big one.
A big otter, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm
leaning because I seen him on the levee, okay? You know, and when I seen him, it was just boom with the forewheel. I got to him as fast as I could. Well, on one of the places where Red had dug to put some dirt on the road, it's full of water now, and it was ripples on the water.
Oh, yeah.
So he, whatever it was.
It could have been a monkey.
Whatever it was, went in the water. Now, whether he stayed under it or whatever, or went out of it, because the water was ripping. But I figured it was a big, giant otter.
Did you know there's a whole monkey, like, sanctuary in Shreveport?
A whole monkey sanctuary?
Look it up, yeah. So it could have, one of them could have escaped.
No, I didn't. No, this wasn't a monkey.
There's millions of monkeys in Shreveport.
Yeah. No, there was. This was a monkey.
They got a sanctuary. It's not millions.
Wrong. It's like a bear. Okay. A monkey has got a distinct look to it.
Yeah.
And he's got distinctive ears, too. Monkeys do.
I'm sad because I really thought we were going to have a.
But hey, look, Si confirmed it. It's Yogi. There you go.
Hey, Yogi. It's Yogi Boo Boo.
Yep. I'm going to need more photos.
Got to get up and
make a basket. I'm not agreeing.
All right. Well, let's take a break. I figured, look, I'm going to remind y'all now, though.
Let's
take a break.
It's trail cam season. Send them in. If you got unidentified ones, we want them back. It's that time of year. You're putting them back out.
They're welcome.
All right. We'll be back right after this.
I got big news, Martin.
I ain't reading this.
Martin, I have big news.
I know what the news is, and I'm still bitter.
We're not on this.
I know we're not on. Look,
we were not nominated for a Clove Award, as expected.
And
Sadie was.
They got one beard on the whole thing.
And I don't. Well, that's good. I said this to my wife and said we weren't nominated, and she said, "Oh, I listened to three of those."
For real?
And I said, "Do you listen to ours?" And she said, "No."
No. Well, good thing. We're
but
not
she listens
that.
To Sadie.
We are team players at the end of the day, no matter how bad our feelings are hurt. And so we think that you should go vote at klovefanawards.com for Sadie, and whoa, that's good. Then you scroll on to the movie category.
Right. Then you go and vote.
Film Impact, The Blind is nominated, Martin.
Okay. So I guess technically Si could win because there was a lot of the movie about Si and The Blind. So, yeah, be sure to vote for The Blind while you're there as well on klovefanawards.com.
That's it.
You're not on the cover or the back of the thing, Si, but...
I ain't worried about it.
You are still my favorite part of the movie.
I ain't worried about it.
Okay. If you love Si Robertson, go vote.
That's it.
Voting ends May 24th at 6 p.m. Central. All you have to do is go to klovefanawards.com to vote for The Blind. And, whoa, that's good. That's klovefanawards.com.
Why would they have a sanctuary for monkeys in Shreveport?
It's a chimpanzee sanctuary.
Because it's a jungle in Shreveport, Goblin. Haven't you heard?
That's it.
It's the land that spawned Si Robertson.
That's right. Oh, good grief.
See?
That is rough.
They do have 9-mile bye that's actually 24 miles.
Not really Shreveport, north of Shreveport.
12-mile bye. What is it?
About 30 miles. Well, it's 12-mile bye.
That's actually 24 miles long.
I don't know.
I do.
What?
Do you? I went all.
Have you measured it?
I went all the way to the dam.
Hey, have you measured it?
Yeah.
Why do they call it 12-mile bile then?
I don't know. I didn't name it.
That's a halfway point.
Maybe they go back and forth.
That says it says don't fish no further than 12 miles in here.
It's a trap.
It's a trap.
That and I had unidentified fish in that place.
Oh no! Here we go.
No, because it only happened at night. Okay.
And you didn't
just like everything else.
And I'm talking about, hey, gigantic fish, okay?
Big.
Some of them, oh, 8-10 foot long.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's an alligator guy.
No. Nope.
He ain't that big.
Nope.
It's a whale. Hey,
because he was silver.
Silver.
I thought it was a tarpon.
It was a bull shark.
No, I thought it was a tarpon. That's what I identified this as a tarpon.
As a tarpon.
Yep. You saw a tarpon in Shreveport?
Yeah, in 12 Mile Bow when I was a teenager.
Next door to the chimpanzees. Mm-hmm.
The chimpanzees are in Shreveport.
Well, sure you didn't try recreational narcotics growing up?
You ever planted golf balls to see if they turn out to be baseballs?
No. No, I didn't pull that stunt.
Wait, what? Time out. No, we ain't glancing over that. Do what? Run that by me?
You plant golf balls.
Yeah.
And hope it turns into a softball.
They grow up in the baseball.
Yeah, to softball.
They grow on the plant and there's baseballs.
Yeah. You plant a golf ball. And then when you go dig it up,
that's
or when it comes up.
Tommy told me one time in the blind, they got Si to plant golf balls. He told him they'd grow up to be baseball.
And you fell for that?
Oh, no.
Huh?
No, that's his story.
He planted 100 of them, they said.
Hey, holes all in
the yard.
That's his story.
Tommy Robertson's story.
About you. He said, your brother said they talked you into it.
I can't believe they told you that story.
I was in the blind one day.
I wish I'd have heard it.
You was there?
I'd have gave him one of them golf balls right upside the head when I was there.
What else are brothers for?
Hey, hey.
As a child, you...
You see, that's what I grew up with.
You planted a bunch
No, I didn't. This is the first time. It's just like when me and Miss Christine was here.
Well, her stories were always true.
Well, hey, no. Hey, this is the first time I heard about, hey, they gave me 100 golf balls and told me to plant them. And water them, okay. So I was.
Oh,
so now
see,
I could have.
So you did it because Godwin didn't say nothing about watering them.
No,
gotcha.
No, in the hey, that was his story. Mine, I added a little bit to it.
Oh, now the creative license
comes out.
That's right. Did you put some fish heads by them for fertilizer?
True storyteller has always added a little bit more better to it. Because it sounds better if someone, not only did he plant them.
He watered
them. I watched him every day with a sprinkler, and he watered them individually, every one of them.
That's a true story.
Yeah. You see, that sounds better.
I love it. My goodness.
Big brothers, the things big brothers make you do. Your big brothers make you do anything?
Oh, all the time.
This takes me back into Hickenort Wars. Okay, you ever had...
What was that?
Hickory nut.
There it is.
Hickory nut wars.
I didn't know what
a hickory nut
was.
Okay, and you can have them either way. In the shell, okay, when they're green and hard as a brickbat, or you can wait till they get ripe, fall off, and when they hit the ground, they pop open, okay, and then you got just a hard hickory nut.
And they're harder than a
harder than a baseball.
What did y'all do,
bat.
Just throw them at each other?
Oh, yeah. That's why my...
Slingshot.
Yeah. Slingshot or throw.
Scared me to death.
You know, that's why Harold lost his two front teeth from a hickory nut war.
Mm-hmm.
Was that the end?
He didn't hit him, but he hit the tree he was standing behind, and then it ricocheted.
Shrapnel.
First.
And it knocked his teeth out?
Knocked his front teeth out.
Both of them?
Oh, yeah.
That's a million to one shot, Doc.
Oh, yeah. Hey.
They called him Snaggletooth.
They called him, he didn't have no teeth.
Yeah.
That's getting false teeth.
Wasn't no snaggle, was
that,
it?
Then you had cow patty wars.
That sounds gross.
I've done
it is, because look, the best one you could get is the cow dropped it, okay, in a big pile, and it was liquid, okay?
Gross.
And it's like right now, it's hot.
And it dries.
And it dries.
Around the edges.
Oh, no.
Like brick mortar.
Oh, no, and on top. Ugh. You wait to get it dry good on top.
Still soft in the middle.
Then you take like a sharpshooter shovel and gently pick it up and then flip it over. And it's very soft on the bottom.
And let it cook on that side, too?
No. You keep that soft for when you hide behind a tree and somebody walks by you just...
No, not in their face.
Oh, yeah.
In their face?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, now, see, me and you would have went round and round
Hey, a lot of that happened.
Yeah. That's why he wins the 100-yard dash.
Yeah. Hey.
Once I got that crap out my nose and off my teeth.
Yeah. Yeah. It's bad enough to hit you with a pie, but to hit you with a cow patty pie.
Right up in the face.
Yeah, That's just
rude.
Why not just throw it at them? That's a lot.
Oh, no. It's just like the Indians when they ride up to you with their spear and they don't keep. They just pop you, touch you. It's called Colin. What is it?
Counting Coop.
Counting Coop. Then you ride away. You're like, look how brave I am. What? That way you hide behind a tree. As soon as you walk, you put it in his face and take off running. Because if you happen to have a BB gun on him, you finna get shot. And we was known to carry weapons when we was, you know, playing. Just in case somebody did the unthinkable.
That is the unthinkable. But I've been involved.
Size childhood. But I don't know. Poo on people's face and shooting them with BB guns.
Hey, there's a lot of people. Okay, Jimmy Frank Robertson was responsible, okay, for getting a lot of young men scholarships.
What, teaching them how to run?
Teach them how to play ball. And they didn't have a choice in it. This was a, you know.
Self-defense.
He had a draft. You, and you are playing. Come here. They try to run. Nope, run them down. Bring them, drag them back. Tell them not. Nope, you're going to be a lineman. You're going to be a running back. You're going to be in. You know.
And Cy was going to be the monster man.
Hey, that's what I played in high school. I was the monster man.
But in pickup games, he was just a cheerleader.
No.
What? He said no.
No.
He was hiding behind a tree with poop all in his hands.
Yeah.
No.
Looking for an escapee.
That's it, boy.
That's awful. Poop in people's faces.
Oh.
Yeah, that's terrible.
But we had a great immune system.
Well, I'd say so.
Well, hey.
Well, the cows were probably wormed anyway, got a little ivermectin up in you.
That's right. I'm just telling you, we got a great immune system. Barefooted in the summertime.
So there was rocks everywhere.
Oh, yeah. No. Our feet, listen to me. I'm serious. Our feet were so tough, okay, and they was about the color of this file, a little darker. Probably as color as a tea, the bottom of our feet were. And you could throw a mason jar down and bust it, and we could walk on it. We can get cut.
Well, I understand that. I was just going to say all the stuff that was around to play with, and you picked up a pile of crap.
Well, no. Hey, well,
there was plenty of stuff to play with.
Well, hey, we was raised on a farm.
Yeah, raised on a farm, man.
Yeah, we killed our own beef. We killed our own pigs. And then we raised everything in the garden, canned everything we raised.
So I'd have just simple organic.
And we had a smokehouse. Where when Mama would just say, hey, we got ready for breakfast, go out there and get a slab of bacon, bring it in here. She'd cut big, thick slices of bacon and fry it up, you know.
Out of simple curiosity, though, who laid the best piles of poop? Was it the cows or the bulls? Which one? Did you look for one?
That's a question. We didn't really care, you know.
Mm-mm. I'd have paid attention. Nerdy enough to pay attention to that.
We were not into DNA of the bull or the cow. Let's see who.
You just needed the both feet.
Hey, we just needed be baked on the top where it was crusty and soft on the bottom.
Just like a cookie.
Just like a freshly baked pie.
I can't eat many cookies no more. I can't eat sweets much no more.
Why?
God, look.
What?
What is that?
I'm a bona fide diabetic now.
He's a bona
fide. Are you really? Yeah, that's what they told me. Well, let's talk about that when we get back. Hold on now. Yeah, I didn't even know that. We'll be back right after this.
Here's the alert.
Oh, this is brand new.
It's a bona fide diabetic.
So, Godwin, you are officially a diabetic.
Yeah, I took some blood work annual blood work for my. I went to ICAST, and I was at ICAST, and my doctor called me at ICAST.
So how old are you now?
I'm fixing to be 60.
60?
In September?
September the 6th.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Everybody around here getting long in the tooth.
I know.
Yeah.
He always said old ain't graceful.
So you was good till you turned 60 years old.
I was good till I went to ICAST.
Yeah.
And then that got you.
I think you might have had it before then.
That's wild.
You just found out.
She called. She said, your sugar was like something. I forget the number. She said, I'm going to do a three-month deal. She called it something. She said, I'll get back with you.
Too many honey buns.
So about, yeah, man.
Too many honey buns in the duck blind, boys.
That's terrible. Hey, I can't eat no more honey buns.
That's it. It'll give
you you on insulin or are they just checking you? What's
on your arm right now?
It's something.
It showed us like a device.
It's a patch.
You use your phone, you scan it.
Hey, look, there's a piece of metal in there sticking in my arm.
So there is.
That doesn't sound fun.
Who's a man? No, I'm kidding. I ain't going to pull that off of
you. Did it hurt when they put it on you?
Mm-mm. I didn't even feel it.
Hey, let's see. Let me get my pipe now.
It's just a short.
I can pop that off. I can pop it right off.
No, it's a needle about this long, about bigger around as a hot water pipe. No, it's not. It's just
bigger around as a hot water pipe.
That, they done
that's
it.
That's what I was thinking when she stuck it on there. On there. No, you don't even feel
it. I'm going to hold it.
It's like it ain't even there. So I got to take some shot every week.
Once a week?
Mm.
Oh, so you just like a beginning. You ain't like our buddy Steven at Realtree that he got to check it like every hour, and he's pumping and all kinds of stuff. Yeah, I've. But they didn't tell you what caused it or not, or what could be the cause?
Hey, too many honey buns.
Well, my mom was.
I diagnosed him on that.
She was into insulin dependent. But so I guess I got it from
a little bit of genetics.
Why did it wait this long?
To come around?
Yeah.
Now, I don't know that answer.
That's like I've got insulin resistance here on my belly.
What does that mean?
It means fat. That's how you cure it.
Oh, he's been watching them late night infomercials. Yeah.
But anyway.
Go low and get rid of it. That's what they tell me.
She said if
you. See, I told you. He's been on that infomercial bag, son.
Fox News at night.
Well, hey, I'm telling you, hey.
Yeah, if you want to know what comes on after the Westerns go off,
right.
There you go.
Oh, you got to change channels, okay. INSP don't show get Golo.
Yeah.
You got to get that on another channel.
What is happening?
But yeah, that was quite interesting.
Huh.
Yeah, they gave me a bunch of books to read, and she said you need to, that charts it when I do that. I don't know how many times I'm supposed to do it, but it's been in the green all day, so.
Green good?
Yeah, green means go.
Green's always good, isn't it?
Go low, I tell you.
I was making sure. I don't know.
Go low.
What?
It's in the green.
She said if that arrow points down, you need to eat something.
So it tells you when to eat.
Yeah, it says you better eat.
Huh. Interesting.
But I don't know. I don't feel funny. I mean, I hadn't.
Look funny.
You look funny.
Well, I mean, I don't know. You know, when you get a cut, you hurt and bleed.
Well, hey.
Yeah.
There you go.
I didn't know I had nothing.
Well, I got arrows on.
So you don't feel no different?
You got to watch these arrows.
I'm kind of depressed. I can't eat no more caramel cakes or honey buns.
Maybe you just dial it back, huh? You can still.
Oh, no. We're going to have a honey bun watch in the blind now.
Honey bun watch. He said honey bun watch.
I'm like, all right, look, don't break out the honey bun. Don't break out the honey bun. John's hunting with
today. Got old honey bun in the blind.
I just got to know, Gabba. What did Miss Paula say?
I ain't told her yet.
Uh-oh. Oh, my word.
Oh, I told her that I told her they think I might have diabetes, and she said, you're falling apart. We got a lot of things to do. You got to go get fixed. I said, well, I'm going to the doctor, but I ain't showed her all this. I'm scared to. She's
not a freak out.
She's liable to. Oh, man, your house.
Oh, your diet fixing to go.
She'll have me running. She got, she's out there walking in the cemetery, arm slinging group, you know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Arm
slinging group.
Hold on. Can't glance that way. Arm slinging group?
Well, that's what their markers do. They slanging them arms, you know.
I was always wondering when I went by there and I seen them going through the cemetery. I was wondering, what is this bunch doing?
They slanging them arms.
That's it. Hey.
Why do people all walk in cemeteries? It's a popular.
Because it's quiet.
That's right.
I mean, I don't know.
Well, we live next to one. So.
Yeah. They next door neighbors.
You believe in ghosts?
Well, you know, in Luke, when. Jesus went up, all them disciples run up there in that upper room. And when Jesus appeared, he said, don't be scared. A ghost don't have flesh and bone like you see I have.
Telling, hey, by the way, I'm hungry. Give me some meat.
So God was saying, Jesus said they was ghosts.
I don't know.
What you say?
Wow, I've never
didn't.
Thought about that. This is a big segment to unpack here in my head. I got a lot of thoughts.
Yeah, but Si's right. He said, y'all got any fish? I'm hungry.
Deep, boys. Hey,
they summon.
That's what? Jason gets fired up.
There's fries in heaven, buddy.
Yeah, that's when Jason gets fired up.
Jesus
said,
ate
hey,
fish.
I know one thing. I'm going to like heaven. He said, because, hey, first thing that's Jesus rose from the dead. He wanted to have a fish fry.
He sure did.
Fish fry. Hey.
You may.
And that ain't the first time. That was the second time.
That's right.
But now you may have to go on like baked fish.
Well, that's fine. I like that too.
That's good.
Yeah. I'll make me some fish dip.
What's in that dip?
Fish tacos.
Sugar.
What's in that dip?
I don't know. I need to look. Horseradish.
Horseradish and
mayo.
And there it is.
Mayonnaise. Little
God, when your condiment world may be about to get turned upside down, I know you're a man that loves condiments.
We're going to have a talk.
Somebody get Stone on the phone.
Yeah, we're going to have to talk about this.
Stone going to get you over on that speed bag. You're going to be like Johnny D last
Welcome
year.
To the House of Pain, guy. I'll get you a Fitbit and everything.
Size does it.
Hey, I'm 20 days. No, 19 days from getting 10,000 steps every day for 365 days. And on day 366, steps. I ain't moving.
That's because somebody asked for a specific crappie jig color and you got to walk to the other end of the store.
That's about 20 steps.
I've got to do that a lot.
But you can do that. Just start walking. You got arm slinging group, man.
Why is 10,000 steps important? Because I heard that.
Yeah, I hear it all the time. Why not 10,000 and more?
For the average person, what, it's like 5 miles a day?
Or 999.
5 miles.
What's wrong with 999?
Is that what it is? Mm-hmm. 5 miles is 10,000 steps?
Yeah, for the average person.
I don't believe that.
10,000 steps for the average person.
A person that said, I'm going to start at one and walked, and I'm 5 miles away now. It's 10,000.
How far are you from your house?
Are you
about 5 miles from
you
here?
Are you go like Forrest Gump? Go to the mailbox and just keep walking?
About nine?
That's going to be about 18.
Look, here's what I tell you. You walk halfway home, and you count as you go, and I'll stop and pick you up.
And you're going to get 10,000.
And see, let me know when you get to 10,000.
I'm struggling today.
Oh, I ain't going to do it just to see. I think that belongs out there in the cow patty pile. How about that? Okay.
I said, just sit down and watch Gunsmoke.
That's
You'll
right,
be all
right. Yeah. Oh, Dylan was.
You know what else you could get, though, Goblin?
He gets 10,000 rock.
For the duck call, when you're building duck calls, we give you size QB.
There you go.
You pedal while you make them.
Hey.
But that'd be in my way of my tub then.
Well, just move your tub. Don't be making excuses yet.
Problem solved.
Just move your tub.
Hold it. What you got in the tub?
Duck calls.
A duck call tub.
What kind of tub did you think he was speaking?
I thought he had his feet in some kind of water or something. It's burpee. Okay.
He's getting a pedicure while he works.
I got a tub. I either got grapes that I'm going to mash for wine or something.
Well, Goblin, I was waiting. Here's where Goblin had me going when he said, I can't have no more sweets. I was waiting for one of his patented jokes.
Yeah.
I wouldn't.
Well, I have been wondering about something.
What's that?
You know them batteries that you get and you got on your deer stand and your phone goes down, you plug your phone in?
Uh-huh.
Won't you just plug that thing into itself? It won't never go down.
I feel like
I should have an answer, but I don't.
Wait a minute. Plug what into itself?
The charging pack.
The charging pack.
It ain't the charging pack that's going down.
It just leaked.
Your phone went down. So you've got to charge. You got to put the charger in the phone.
I know.
When
you're not got it in your phone, well, there's two ports. So you can still charge your phone, but it won't never leak.
Since it never needs it, just always recharge it.
Just plug it into it.
Plug itself into itself.
But it's
always on the charge.
You can't charge.
I understand.
So it's like an alternator.
Yeah.
Or it should be.
It's running.
Wouldn't you think? Just plug it
into itself. Plug it itself and let it always run. It'll always be up. It'll always be charged.
I'm against it.
Deep thoughts with John Goblin.
That's right.
I like it. Well, let's take another break. We'll be back right after this.
I got a lot
to
think
about. I'll figure
that out. Well, I don't know how to follow that.
I really was. I was expecting a joke, not a life-changing life-changing news.
We've laughed about it, but, I mean, that is something serious.
When did y'all get this letter from AJ?
Who's AJ?
Well, who is AJ to begin with?
It's AJ. He wanted to know. Look, he got your tea. Tea glass.
Oh, he drew a tea glass on a...
He wanted to know what my biggest crappie was I caught.
And
was it a white or a black crappie?
I would say it'd be white and it'd be a 2¾ pounds.
Godwin's in the 3-pound club.
I'm not in the 3-pound club.
It's 2¾. 2¾ is really close.
The biggest crappie I've caught was a black crappie.
Oh, I missed the the species.
But they were close. One was 190 and one, the black crappie was 290 and the white crappie was 286.
I'm trying to figure out why my man AJ sent such a big envelope.
I didn't miss my month.
And then wrote so small.
Wrote this.
Yeah. Very small handwriting, AJ. That's so you're not in the 3 pound club.
He's not close. In the 3 pound
He's
club.
He's close.
Me neither.
I had a guy the other day
ain't bad.
Telling me I should sell 3 pound club t-shirts. And I'm like, nobody's going to get one.
Yeah. That's right.
That's not a good.
I mean, bad. I am in the 3 pound club, but it was out of a private lake.
Yeah.
That counts.
They've caught some out of Darbone, a few 3 pounders. But if you want a 3 pounder, you need to go to Grenada.
Over in Mississippi. Grenada.
Land of the Giants over.
So you don't know anything about your new condition, really?
No.
Yeah, he does.
I don't feel no
good. He knows this. When he sees the arrow point down, you eat.
Yeah.
What if the arrow points up?
It's okay.
That means, I guess that means your sugar's going up. I don't really know.
Then you got to stop
I don't know what you do about it.
You stop eating.
Drink water.
That must be what you one shot a week is for.
Yeah.
Might be.
Hmm.
But it's been steady so far.
Well, that's good. Maybe it's working. I guess everything's working.
You seem in good spirits.
Well, I feel the same.
Hey, it ain't affected him.
Ain't nobody going to rain on his parade.
Hey, got diabetes, or the kind I got, I guess. There ain't no.
Yeah, there's
you
a
don't know
of,
you got it.
There's a bunch of different types of it. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know the difference in none of it.
But maybe she said it was low, so. Maybe with a little exercise and diet, I can
gonna
get off my medicine.
Hey, Paula's going to figure it out for you.
She sure is, boy.
And Stone's going to figure it out now.
Just hope she don't quit cooking.
Hold on. She'll cook.
She ain't going to quit cooking. It's just going to taste a lot
different.
It's
going to taste.
It's going to be a little different.
Yeah, it'll taste. Speaking about news a while ago, somebody said news.
Uh-oh.
Is there anything worth listening to in the news these days?
I don't watch it.
Nope, never. Not none of it.
I don't.
I think that is just pitiful.
What?
Why?
As big as this earth is, okay, and that we do not have anything good to report on the people.
Well, they don't ever.
On the planet.
They don't ever report on something good that happens.
Well,
it's always
the
bad stuff, so why watch it?
Yeah, there's good stuff out there.
Now, the weather, I watch the weather.
But it's just a liar. It's kind of depressing, too.
Yeah.
It's hot.
Yeah.
What's
your thought on that? Why is it hot? Is it hotter than it normally is?
It's summertime.
Say, go back 20 years. Is it hotter or is it what?
I'd have to look it up.
It's so
Dallas
many,
set a record the other day, so it's hotter there.
It gets hot, it gets cold, it gets hot.
It's
gets
hotter cold. Than it was in the Ice Age.
That's what PBS said.
One day Si going to host something on PBS.
It's going to be awesome.
And I'm going to have to go find Channel 13
there's been
again.
Like 7 times in the last 640 million years, just 7 times. 4 of them was hot, and then 3 of them were cold.
What?
And at one time, this ball that we call Earth was completely iced and snowed over.
The Ice Age.
It was just a big round ball of snow.
That's why aliens don't visit us.
What?
Too cold.
We're just a one-star planet.
That's right. What I
Now that.
Got his back, baby.
That's way better than your Charger debacle.
That's right.
Just a one-star planet.
That's right. One-star planet, baby. One at a time.
I like it.
Okay.
All right, I got good news.
All right. Oh, he's got good news.
I found
news.
Some. This elephant passed out because they shot it with a tranquilizer dart and hit him in the head. But then they revived it with CPR. But CPR of an elephant requires 3 people to jump up and down on it.
Why is that good news?
Because they saved the elephant.
Yeah, but somebody shot him in the head.
No, they shot him and it fell and hit his head or her head, which is sad.
Okay.
But now, if any of our listeners are ever in a passed out elephant situation, they know to jump up and down.
Do you think
on the elephant's chest?
Do you think when she stood up, she said "Roll Tide"?
No, not at all. She said, "Why y'all jumping up and down on me?" But thank you.
What's the hole for? That's what I want to know.
In case they didn't wake her up.
Oh,
no, I didn't read the whole thing.
Unless they didn't revive her.
I don't know.
I was gonna think. How do you do? How do you resuscitate? What is the name of it?
They
resuscitate.
resuscitate.
They tranquilize her.
Resuscitate an elephant. Blow through the trunk?
No, you jump up and down on his chest.
Why not blow through his trunk?
I don't think
he can drink water and spray water out of it.
I don't think your lung capacity is doing anything to an elephant, especially yours.
Well, hook it up to a generator.
Get a leaf blower and just stick it up its nose.
Slap one of size backpacks on it and go.
Hey,
that's all you got to do.
Put an energy wand on him, baby.
So
turn on three.
The bulldozer was to drag the elephant out because it was stuck in the monsoon, and they were trying to save the elephant.
They made it worse.
So then they gave the elephant boot CPR by jumping up and down on it, revived it, and now the elephant's fine.
That's important to know. So the question is, if the humans wasn't there, would the elephant have ever been in peril anyway? Probably not.
That's right.
Now, Martin, you bring up a great point.
That's right.
We've been known to just really foul up some situations, and it sounds like these boys, while they recovered in the end, could have just probably left this alone, and it would have been a non-issue.
Wait till it dried up.
Yeah, just wait for it to quit raining. That elephant knows how to survive water.
Mm-hmm.
That I can assure you. But they got to go sticking their nose
in
there.
Don't matter if he
the elephant was
went water over his head, he still got it. You know that trunk.
Yeah, he's scuba.
It scares me every time.
Hey, if you can get with an elephant, if you got a lot of peanuts. They work for peanuts. I thought you knew that, JD.
They're scared of mice.
You watched That's right, and they're scared to death of mice.
They're
not scared to death of mice.
They are, too.
That is not true. That's a cartoon.
He walks on his tiptoes when mice come around.
How come cats are scared of cucumbers? You ever seen them videos? They make me laugh. Where somebody sneak up behind, drop a cucumber on the floor by the cat, and they jump through the roof.
I've spent
way too many hours doing that.
Oh, no. I tried to do that.
And watching
those
videos.
My cat must be weird because, hey, the cucumber didn't bother people.
Your cat's so big, it can't jump if it wanted to.
Well, I'm just saying, hey, I seen that on television. They did that.
If you don't quit feeding your cat, it's going to have one of these things in it.
Yeah. Oh, no, he's already got all that.
See?
No. Sweet Pea has got more issues, okay? He's like Caleb on the commercial.
That's because a house cat ain't supposed to weigh 80 pounds.
Well, no. He's got his own therapist, got his own doctor, got nurses.
Your cat has a therapist now?
Oh, yeah.
Wouldn't you if you lived with him?
I'm telling you, Sweet Pea's got more problems than I've got. And I've got my own, okay? So, hey.
Take a break.
Yeah, we got to get in that inbox. I need some sense of normalcy around
here. Let's go to the mailbox and see what the fans have been up to.
We'll be back.
What do you got, JD?
All right, we're back.
All right, we're back. That was moving right along. That's right, moving right along.
If you're wondering how long our breaks take, sometimes 15 minutes, sometimes that one was 30
long seconds. Enough to ring the bell.
Ring the bell. I had a really good one. I got to find it real fast.
Okay, you got a good one.
All right. Well, I just wanted to give a shout out real quick.
Okay.
Christina emails in about her daughter, Averly. They're from Hagerman, New Mexico. Anybody ever been there?
Hagerman, New Mexico.
Never even heard of that place.
I think that's one of the areas that's got, it's known for like trophy elk and stuff.
Ooh, I could see that in the background.
Oh, I could like to go
there. Well, anyway, her daughter, Averly, has some issues with her leg and her foot. She just had her third surgery. But she's a big fan of the podcast and Duck Dynasty and all the good stuff. And she just wanted a shout out. So, hey, Averly, praying for you and your leg and your foot.
Yeah.
And but she did say we're all amazing, but Uncle Si's, of course, her favorite.
Mine too.
Hey, whatever you got, hope you get rid of it, darling.
Yeah.
And hey, you can jump and play and dance and whatever.
There you go.
There you go. And to our friend who sent her grandma's secret recipes cookies in for reading her email.
Were those good?
Oh, they were solid.
I didn't get one.
I guess y'all ate them all.
Don't talk about that.
Huh?
I would just fix that. I guess they ate them all.
Don't talk about that. That's on me. See, I wouldn't.
They're sugar free.
It's going to take me a minute to get used to this
keto,
change. I'm sorry.
Keto cookies.
No, they weren't.
What kind?
They were not keto.
Keto cookies.
No, these had all sorts of processed sugar in them.
Ooh.
Who knows? Yeah. All right, here we go. Michael.
Oh, that was the weirdest thing somebody asked me to sign.
What?
This woman come up to me and
asked
me. No. She asked me to sign her foot, so she took it off and gave it to me.
I had a vet do that to me.
I didn't know what to say.
No, I had a vet do it to me. He said, hey, you mind signing my leg? And I said, nah. He said, here. I said, oh, okay.
All right.
And we're back.
And we're back. Right. All right, speaking of vets, Michael emails in. I guess he has all his limbs. He met a girl at church while doing his undergrad, and then that girl had to move, maybe. Hold on, I'm reading.
She left.
They're 6 hours apart.
Okay.
There's the situation.
Uh-oh.
He's in Knoxville, Tennessee, and she's in Jackson, Tennessee.
All right, that's where the goal's at.
I did not know that Tennessee was 6 hours long, but apparently it is.
It's longer than that.
Oh, yeah. It's longer than that if you live on.
Look, you can get across that sucker in an hour and a half going north-south.
Not that way.
East-west, it takes 2 days, it feels like.
Yeah.
All right, well, that's where they're living, but they're dating. Martin, they're asking for advice. She still has 2.5 years left of school, and I have 4 years left of vet school. Martin?
Oh, he's at Knoxville?
How did y'all do it?
Oh, it ain't.
What helped you?
Telephone.
It ain't that bad. FaceTime, telephone, interstate, gas.
Gas money.
I mean, ain't nothing to it. It's how bad do you want it? It ain't no big deal. But, my man, if you like hunting, you need to get out of Knoxville. You need to go to Jackson. You need to go to her. So get your vet degree and move over there. Because once you get around Jackson, it gets good. They got a lot of ducks. They got a lot of deer, a lot of turkeys.
And once relationship advice, Martin's like, no animals there, move.
Yeah, I'm just telling you.
Go see her.
Yeah, go see her, especially during the fall. Now, she come see you during the spring and summer because the fishing's a little bit better over where you're at. But
There you go.
That's the best of both worlds.
What are you talking about?
But Knoxville, I got a lot of friends around there. There's a bunch of good people around Knoxville. So just stay plugged in, stay committed. It ain't nothing but time. It's the same commitment. Hey, I tell you this though, it's really fun because you don't get like bored with each other like you that's been known to do whenever you live together and all that kind of stuff. Every time you see each other, it's really exciting and you get to have a lot of fun and you don't have to deal with the same doldrums a lot of times people deal with sometimes during relationships where they're like, oh, you don't love me anymore, all that. No, it's always new whenever you're 6 hours apart. So,
well, I'm excited every time I see Miss Paula.
Yeah, I am too. But like, it took me almost 8 years of marriage to realize that. Like, because there was some of it when you were freshly married, it's like, okay, this person lives here now.
Every day.
They're still there. Yeah, and so it just took some adjusting to get used to and figure all that
stuff
out.
That's my spot.
Yeah, you're in my spot. But no, it's fun, man. It's totally worth it if you're committed to each other.
And it gets better as the years go by.
Amen to that. It does, in fact, get better. It gets better.
All right, last one. Dalton from Grayson, Louisiana. That's pretty close to here, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it's right over yonder.
That's right down there. That's right down there in Caldwell Parish at Spawn Goblin.
Right past Columbia.
All right, avid listener, hadn't missed a show. Appreciate that. He has something that's weighing him down. He's been having a rough time staying positive. I know that God wouldn't throw me anything my way that I couldn't handle, but it seems to be between work, pushing me around, car problems, financial issues, and blah, 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 so on, he says. I can't keep my head above water. Any advice would be appreciated.
Keep paddling.
Yep.
That's
all you can do.
Keep paddling.
It gets better. You just gotta work your tail off while you're young.
Yeah.
Till you get where you're going to be.
I've noticed a lot of times, too, whenever you think everything's going super bad, when you look back on it, it really wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
It feels bad when you're in it.
It does.
And it feels like you can't get out. Like he's saying, you're treading water. You can't keep your head above water.
Yeah.
Then you do, and then you look back on it, and you're like, man, that really wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
It's just.
I wasn't about that four-wheeler.
Yeah. If I wouldn't have ordered that boat and remodeled that house while I'm having twins,
yeah.
And there's just a lot of stuff, but stop and look back on it, and you're like,
I made it.
Oh, this ain't that bad. At the end of the day.
This might help you, or it may not. Maybe you're focusing on the wrong things.
Yeah, it's easy to focus on the problems. Focus on what's good.
You get too wrapped up in what's got you down instead of looking. Because the Bible says this way. Jesus says, hey, keep your eyes on me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that way, okay, if you're always looking, Jesus will keep you positive.
Amen. You and Grayson, go jump in that Washita River. Spend a little time on that river. It'd be good to you.
Yeah, go set a hook in them big white perch.
Yeah.
White perch. Well, I'm going to steal one from our little cousin Sadie because she's just a way better at answering things than any of us probably are.
Oh, preach it.
She did a thing about Paul, right?
Paul's in the Bible. He was a bad guy, turned good guy, spread the word to more. He's the reason we probably have church today. He spread it all across that area. But his life was not easy. Mm-mm. By any means. There's a whole list of stuff. He got robbed. He got shipwrecked. He got bit by a snake. People were after him. They wanted to kill him.
How many times was he in jail?
He was, and that's where Sadie always goes. And then he's in jail.
Yeah.
And what's he doing? And that's going to be our verse today. Spoiler alert. He's singing and praying,
and
right?
Praying.
He's singing and praying because he knows he still has. I actually ordered. This is weird. I ordered a book yesterday about the cost of being a disciple. It's like really old. I probably won't be able to read it.
How much was it?
Like $11.
That's all it cost to be one. Oh, sorry.
Oh, but
I tried to be Goblin. I'm sorry. I tried to be Goblin.
It is true. I think here in America, we have some misinterpretation of it ain't supposed to be easy. And we sing songs about blessings on blessings on blessings sometimes, but sometimes it don't feel like blessings. It feels painful.
Yep. Well, here's the deal. What gives you, how's character built?
Not through the good times.
Tell us.
God has never promised you, okay, that you won't have trials and tribulations. Okay? He has promised you a few things. One of them is that I'll never leave you.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Okay? So he's always there, okay? You know, because just think about it. You're not going to go through this world without getting burned or mistreated by somebody.
Go ahead.
Yeah. That's a given. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the only thing you can control, you can't control what happens around you. The only thing you can control is how you respond to what happens, either to you or around you.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only thing you can control. Like, if you do something bad to me, I can only troll what I do about it. Mm-hmm. I can either get angry, hit you back, which does not solve anything, or I can turn the other cheek and let you get away with it. And in other words, like the Bible says, it's this way, kill them with kindness. By doing that, you're heaping coals upon their head.
Burning coals.
Yeah, hot. A coal is hot, red hot. Okay, so look, who's stronger? The guy that gets angry and hits back, or the guy that says, hey, you did me wrong, but hey, I'm going to turn around, I'm going to walk away from you. It's always the guy that walks away. He's stronger. He's better than you are.
Yeah.
Because he didn't stoop to what you just did.
It's hard, though.
No,
it ain't easy.
Yep.
You think the worst, boy. Well, I remember getting in debt and all that when I was young and thinking, I ain't never getting out of this. But hard work, you got to put wise counsel.
Well, you got to get, away from the pity party.
I got a hold of some wise counsel that told me what to do with my credit cards and this and
which was hard to do.
You need to sell your truck and get this truck and pay cash for, and I did it. It took about 10 years, but we finally come out of it.
There you go.
There you go.
And now you got you a new truck.
Mm-hmm.
Look at you. That's good. Well, you want to send us out of here?
I'll send us out. So, spoiler alert, I already told you what I was going to talk about, but backstory, Paul's had a really rough time. Everything goes wrong. He's shipwrecked. He's always in trouble. And then he's trying to do what's right. He's trying to tell people about Jesus, so they throw him in jail, right? He has every right to say, this sucks. I quit. I'm tired. But instead, he's in jail, and Acts 16, verse 25 says, about midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the other prisoners were listening to them. They had so much joy in the hardship that other people heard them and were just like, they were thinking, like, what is up with these kooks? Yeah. They're sitting here in jail in the worst place they could be, singing praises and having joy. So, my man Dalton, you got to just choose joy. That's the trick.
Yeah.
You know you've won in the end. You might not be winning right now. You are winning right now, but it might not feel like it. But in the end, you've won because he won it for you.
Focus what's on the positive side of life.
Amen.
There's always a silver lining in every dark cloud.
Amen. All right, we'll see y'all next time.
We're out of here, boys.